Good morning. Excited that we have made it to game week. And, you know, it's been a great offseason. Really been pleased with the growth and development of our team from winter workouts, spring ball, summer program and fall camp. And there's a lot of excitement around our football program. Some new faces, a new opportunity, guys that will be getting their first experience in Doak Campbell Stadium here on Sunday. And, you know, really it's going to be a first experience for the majority of our guys for a sold out, packed Doak Campbell Stadium. And that's something we're all excited about. It's going to be a tremendous atmosphere. It's going to be a tremendous showcase for our program. And it's an opportunity to give a first impression of what this 21 Florida State, football team's identity truly is. And there's a lot of work to be done throughout the course of the week. We're continuing to put the finishing touches on a game plan and, different personnel groupings and things that who's gonna get the opportunity to go out there and showcase their skill set and playing against a top 10 national power, a team program that has been very consistent in a high standard of play, very well coached. They've got new faces. They've got a new defensive coordinator that's going to implement different schemes than what they've done in the past. And we're excited about the challenge that's ahead. And for us, it's just a continued focus on our growth, our development, and to go out there and be as consistent as we possibly can be here in week one. So, with that, open up to questions.
First one will be Ira, over to your right.
You mentioned Notre Dame's new defensive coordinator, and you've gone up against him before. When you face new coordinators at a school, do you try to play the chess match of what would they do with this personnel, or do they usually stay true to what they do?
I think there's going to be a fair balance with that. And, we went against each other a couple of years ago. I mean, the personnel's, totally different probably on both sides. And, great coaches are going to adapt and adjust to the personnel that they have. Obviously you're going to see, a focus of some of the things that he's implemented there in the past at Cincinnati, but also playing to the personnel that he has there at Notre Dame. And this is a talented group. It definitely has experience and sprinkled all throughout the defense. Guys that play hard, that play fast, and he's going to bring in attack style mentality. And like I mentioned, on the radio show and just throughout the last week. I mean, this is one of the best defensive coordinators in college football. His defense have always performed very well, and it's going to be a great challenge for our guys. Not totally knowing exactly what to expect, but we're going to have to adapt and adjust on the run as we get into the game.
Notre Dame's obviously lost some pieces from last year, but that defensive line looks like it's going to be a great challenge. What do you see from them? Is there anything specifically you could talk about the challenges they present?
Yeah, I mean, they got great length. Play extremely hard. A physical bunch up front. Coupled with what Coach Freeman has shown to do with different movements and the way that he is able to disguise some of the ways that he's going to be able to bring pressure, whether it's blitzing linebackers or different run stunts up front. He does a great job with his disguises. I'm expecting multiple fronts to be able to jump in and out of three and four down sets, and I think they've got really good depth, and they've got guys that have great experience that have been productive at throughout their careers there at Notre Dame. So this is going to be a great challenge for our guys up front, and it's going to take a great effort.
Next will be Kurt on the front row of your
right. Another new piece for them. And I guess not new to college football, but new for them is the quarterback, Jack Cohn. I guess what have you seen from him, and how do you anticipate they might use him differently than kind of how Wisconsin did?
I mean, he's a very talented player, and he's had great success. You look at the success he had at Wisconsin. He's played in big games. He's played in probably adverse atmospheres, being in the Big Ten. during his time there, and he was out this last season due to injury. But the thing that you hear coming out of Notre Dame is just how consistent, how accurate, the game manager that he is, and he's making guys around him better. So we know that this is not a he's a new starter at Notre Dame, but he's got a lot of very productive collegiate experience, and he's gonna do a great job for them, and we've got to try to make him uncomfortable with what we do and obviously how we attack.
In preparing for Cone, how much do you go back and look at what he did at Wisconsin versus studying what Notre Dame does tendency-wise as an offense?
It's a little bit of a balance. You try to look at a guy, and plus it's not just his time at Wisconsin, but that was a few years back as well. And so, we're going to get our best sense of him as a player. So we will, look back, and that's the good thing about being in week one is we do have more time, and we've had time throughout the summer to be able to look at those things. But you also try to put a balance to Notre Dame and who they are, what they're all about. It's a very versatile offense in how they attack, and so when you look at the run game, the passing game, the different ways that they're going to try to move him around, and they can do just about all. And so it's going to be a great challenge. And, we have looked at all of it in getting the best sense of what to expect.
Travis J, Corey Wren, Ja'Kai Douglas all listed as kickoff returners for you guys. Can you talk a little bit about that group and collectively the skill sets that they bring to the table there?
Yeah, all very explosive players, guys that I think have home run hitting capabilities. That is a unit that has to be better for us this year. And, something that throughout my coaching career, we put a lot of time and emphasis in the development of our return units, and we've seen great production over the years, and that's something that our guys have really bought into. We know that this week is going to be one of our biggest challenges. Notre Dame is traditionally great on their kickoff coverage units, and they have guys that play extremely hard. A lot of returning players that we saw this past year, and so but I think those returners and the buy-in that we're having with our guys from a special teams perspective, it's something that we need to be very productive in.
Go back to Chris.
Sticking with special teams, Ryan earned the kicking job according to the depth chart. What did he do in the preseason? What's been the growth with him just in the sense of being more consistent?
Yeah, it's just hitting right on that. Just the consistency. Ryan's a very talented young man, has a strong leg, I think he's had a great camp, and we put him in a lot of challenging situations, and he's just continued to respond. He's day in and day out, he's in a great place, and we've got all the confidence in the world in him and what he's going to be able to do, as our kicker.
Back earlier in the summer, you talked about, you wouldn't be against using two quarterbacks if you thought it helped the team win. Now that you've seen them both and how they operate, do you think that's going to be the case throughout the season, or how do you envision the quarterback situation playing out?
Well, I'm really excited about that quarterback room and the competition that we have. The versatility of skill sets that which these guys bring. But we're always going to explore each opportunity of how we can put our playmakers in a position to be able to shine in a variety of different ways. And so I'm excited about that room and what they bring to this offense.
You talked last night on the radio show about, I think you said, eight guys on the offensive line you feel good that can help y'all win games. I guess, how do you feel about that group? How much better do you feel relative to a year ago?
Well, they've really grown, and not only have they grown physically, but just with their confidence in the mental aspect of it. And it's something we put a real emphasis on is just in that consistency of being where you're supposed to be, making sure that we're making the right calls, we're playing with our eyes, eliminating some of the mental mistakes that showed up at times that create some of those negatives. And that's something that we can't have. We got to be able to play ahead of the chains. They're offensively, it allows us to be more aggressive. It allows us to really kind of get the full gambit of what we want to do offensively. And so those five guys up front, they have to be consistent and play with the right mentality. And you look at the experience that we have in that group, whether it's some of the guys that are that are younger in their college career, and guys even that have played a lot of football that I feel can be a sixth, seventh, or eighth guy that can get in the game and help us be productive. So it's still a lot of competition that's that's showing up day in and day out at practice. But I feel much better than where we were even a year ago, just with the depth that we have and the talent that we have up front.
Mike, with the depth chart we got out, linebacker Kalen DeLoach, DJ Lundy, two guys that are up there, don't have a ton of college experience. So what did you see from those guys in camp that elevated them to be starters?
I mean, just the consistency in play, the mentality of how they have grown in really in all ways. I mean, from a physical development to the physicality play in and play out, and just a relentless pursuit to what we're trying to accomplish defensively. And you got guys like Steven Dix, who's played a lot of football, that I feel is going to be a very productive player for us as well. But you know, when as you're sitting there and you compete day in and day out, you're looking for the consistency. You're looking for guys that are able to make plays making plays in space. There are guys that are able to, go sideline to sideline, but also, just put that the toughness and, this relentlessness, with their in between the tackles as well. And that's what I think, DJ, Kalen, really all those linebackers have been pushing to do. And I'm excited about what they all bring and really the development of Amari and how he's continued to grow and the versatility that he shows. I'm excited about the steps that have been taken by that linebacker group.
You mentioned some of the reasons there's a lot of excitement going into this game with the full crowd and top 10 opponent. What are things you as a coaching staff can do to try to make sure that the players don't exert too much energy in the hours and days leading up to the game?
It's about taking care of the one play that's in front of us, and there is going to be a lot of emotion. I mean, there's something that we embrace. I want them to be emotional. I want them to have passion. I want them to have energy. But it's everybody can have a great plan as they go into it. But there's gonna be moments that show up Sunday night where you might get knocked down on your butt. And you got to be able to get up. You got to be able to stay focused. You got to make sure that each play, that you don't let the atmosphere, you don't let the environment, distract you from what your job is, and make sure you're playing with great technique, great fundamentals, and then being able to respond to the good and being able to respond to the bad. And that's where the consistency has to show up for our team. We are an emotional group, and that can be a really good thing, but at times it can also almost hinder you for what you're trying to accomplish. And so as we go through our fall camp, we talked about why do you go to Jacksonville, why do you put your guys in different situations, because I want them to be able to be confident in a response, especially when they cannot control what's going on around them. And so Sunday night, we need a great crowd, we need a great atmosphere, and our guys, it's about just the play that's in front of them, and not to get carried away or distracted by the things that are on the outside. And so I think they're embracing that, and I'm looking forward to seeing them go and implement that throughout the course of the game.
For McKenzie, it's been such a long road, arduous road for him back, 5 days away, I guess, from the opener. Do you sense that he's at peace with where he's at and what your plan is for him?
Yeah, he's really excited. And, it's fun. It's just fun seeing him as he's, getting into game week and, an opportunity that's in front of us. And, it's going to be a special moment. It's a special moment for him. All the work that's gone into it, being able to get to this point, the way that he's, since January come into this team and really, been able to invest in his teammates. And, he's had to learn a new language. He's had to learn a new offense. He's really adapted well, and I think he's made not only the quarterback room, but made this football team better. And Sunday night's gonna be special for him, and I'm excited about what he brings and what the future is gonna hold as he continues on this path for this season that's ahead.
Coach, we've been able to talk to you since Sunday. You had the dress rehearsal, and the thing, we saw the video of Dennis Briggs breaking the rock. And he came out as a first teamer. I mean, you've talked about him a lot during the preseason camp, but really to get to that level, what has he done that's been so special the last few weeks?
I mean, he just worked, man. I mean, he's worked in every way. The guy that came in was a defensive end when he first got here, has made the transition. You look back to last season, and Dennis didn't play the first part of the year. Was actually an early opt out, decided to come back and rejoin the team. Play in a new position. And he played interior on the interior line, and so was still trying to kind of figure that out through the spring. you know, the work he did with Coach Storms in the weight room, and then, you know, watching him, you know, probably one of the most consistent performers we had in fall camp. I mean, just the energy, the effort, you know, playing with technique, and, you know, just a very disruptive force, you know, when he was out there. And so I thought it was a well-earned, you know, accolade to for him to be able to break that rock, and just some you know, the symbolic approach of what it is just to continue to get better. And that's what he's done. And you know, I'm excited about what this year can hold for Dennis. He's a man of very few words, and you know, even you know, there Sunday night didn't have much to say, but just thanking his teammates for what they mean to him, and you know, the growth of that he's had, you know, he attributes that to that support that he has around him from coaches and players involved. And so you know, I'm looking forward to great things for Dennis this year.
We'll go to Ira.
Notre Dame obviously has really good backs, but traditionally that program has just run the ball exceptionally well. What is it about programs like that, and what is it, anything they do differently? Is it the commitment to the run? What makes the running game so special?
I mean, I think it's both. I mean, they're very well coached. I mean, they know what they're trying to accomplish when it comes to you know, to the run game, and you know, it starts up front, and then when you have that coupled with, you know, great tight ends and running backs that run with a true purpose, I mean, it's a challenge to stop. And we know that, you know, going into this week, you know, we're going to have to do a great job up front. We're going to have to fight. We're going to have to do everything that we can, not only to be in our gaps, but to make sure that you win them when you get there. And and that's where, when you add talented backs, and Notre Dame has going into this year, I think that's going to be one of the strengths of their team, you know, having multiple backs. I'm fully expecting to see some two back sets, and, you know, being able to have, you know, multiple guys on the field at one time because of the versatility of what they show. But you also get to see that with just the overall toughness that's within the program, and that's something that we aspire to be, and that we aspire to have as well. So you know, it's something that we're definitely pushing forward to, that consistency, so that can be a year in and year out you know, trademark of this Florida State team.
Coach, yesterday Coach Kelly said that he earned a lot of respect for your squad when you two played in South Bend last year. Do you feel like you learned anything about your program after that game?
You know, I was, you know, obviously disappointed in the outcome, but I was pleased with the way that our guys competed, and you know, that's something that, you know, coming into the program last year, you know, we have to be more consistent in just in the overall way that we compete, and start to finish, you know, good times and in bad times. And that's, I thought our guys, you know, did that last year in South Bend. You know, we still, you know, it showed up where we had some mistakes that you know, put us in a position where we weren't able to beat a really good team. And you know, and that's something that we've got to eliminate, and we have, effort has to be the minimum standard. I mean, the minimum expectation. And you know, and for us, I mean, that's I'm pleased with what I've seen through the offseason, through the summer workouts, and just how we've attacked the work that is necessary so we can go out there and play to the best of our ability, and to play with great effort and a relentless pursuit. And when you do that, if you can then, you know, be consistent in your performance with your technique and fundamentals, you're going to give yourself a great chance to be successful. So yes, I was pleased with how we competed, but you know, it's time to take the next step from that.
Hey, Coach, curious about the vaccination rate for the team now. Are you at 85%? How close are you? And then, I guess, as a follow-up, Dr. Myron Roll has spoken to the team. Dr. McCullough, you've had other people speak. What kind of message have they delivered to your players as far as encouraging them to get educated, get vaccinated?
Well, I mean, I'll say that, you know, we are over 90% of our team that have started the process of you know, towards full vaccination. You know, I will put that out there. You know, we're getting closer every day, you know, when it comes to that. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, Dr. Meyer Roll. I mean, everybody, you know, and all the different people that have come and spoke to our team. And for us, it's about providing education. And, you know, they're, you know, these are, you know, 18 to 22 year old young men that, you know, when you with all decisions, just trying to provide them the information that is necessary for them to feel confident in any decision that they make. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that. And, you know, obviously we're well on our way, and, you know, we're going to continue on with that process of making sure guys are being safe and putting ourselves in the best position to go out there and play this game.
I've got time for a couple more. We'll go to Ira. No, sorry, we're going to go to Adam.
I need a time to stall to think of what my question was going to be. But Coach, just for you, last season, I know we talk about how odd of a season it was, but how much you kind of learned about your team. How much do you think Jordan learned about playing the position of quarterback last year, and just how much better off is he now, having gone through last year, and what sort of changes have you seen him in terms of processing things and talking to you guys between reps at practice, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's you look back to last year, and really, you know, it's almost unfair to judge Jordan off of that season. I mean, he missed all of fall camp. I think the first time he practiced was the week one, you know, going into to the first week. And so, you know, really with all the opportunities, he was really kind of just thrown into it. And, you know, I think he was available for maybe five games last year. And it just was such a limited basis of being able to get a rhythm, to understand, you know, the fundamentals, techniques of what we try to do offensively from a timing aspect. You know, he's a great talent. And, you know, but now you fast forward that. To have a complete offseason, to have spring practice, to have a fall camp. I mean, you know, he's growing each and every day, and I think he's an incredible quarterback. I think he's got a great future in front of him as he's you know, gaining in that confidence. And you know, it's, you know, anybody that, you know, watched the spring game and you see the steps that he's taken as a player. I mean, he's invested, and you know, I'm excited about Jordan's future and just what he means to this program and you know, just that continued growth.
We've heard a lot from the players about the leadership from guys like Keir Thomas and Jermaine and some of these transfers that came in. Did you know that was part of what you were getting in those guys, and how beneficial has that been?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was a necessity and guys that we were bringing in. As you know, you go and the youth of our team, I mean, I really like this team. I like the guys that we have, the character that they have, you know, the passion that they have. But a lot of them haven't necessarily, you know, had the example of you know in front of, with just all the change that we've experienced within our program. It's always been different. It's changed, and so, you know, for any player that we brought in, you know, it was important that they knew that, yes, you know, the production on the field, you know, the skill set that they bring, yeah, that's important. But you know, I wasn't going to bring somebody into the program that didn't embody the characteristics of what it is to be a Florida State Seminole, and with the work ethic, with the importance of relationships and being able to make those around you better. I mean, it was something that was talked about with all of every person that came into the program. Is something that I was going to expect, and you know, they're still learning a new way of operating as they come here and around our coaching staff, and just you know, the way that we work day to day. But you know, they've embraced that, and you know, it's a joy to, you know, for me to be able to see guys that, you know, as they come in, you know, we're coaching, you know, we coach hard and we push hard and we challenge those top players. But to see them, you know, receive that coaching and then, you know, be able to encourage some of the young guys as they're growing and developing, it's you know, that's what you want to see within a team. And you know, I like the relationships that I've seen, you know, build within this team. I thought, you know, even in fall camp, you know, guys that only been here for a short period of time, just how they kind of embraced that mindset. And you know, as these guys have come together, I mean, that's going to be a critical factor for us this fall. And you know, we know there's going to be some great moments that are going to show up you know, Sunday night, and there's going to be some hard moments that are going to show up Sunday night. But when you have a team that comes together, you're going to be able to respond and put yourself in a position to achieve success. And you know, that's what we need. All right, guys, thanks so much.
Pretty cool. We went all out with the tablecloths, I see. Yeah.
Coach, it seems you've had a big improvement on your defensive front. Can you talk about the defensive front?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously been, I said the day we got here, that needs to be the front porch of our defense. And so whether it's due to recruiting, whether it's due to development, whether it's due to scheme, that's been a major push this offseason. And I'm really excited about where Coach Hagans and Coach JP has brought that group. It's been impactful here early in preseason, and we're going to lean on them to make an impact all over the football field on Sunday night.
We'll go to Brendan over here to your left. Kind of sticking with the defensive line, the experience, the leadership that guys like Jermaine Johnson, Keir Thomas, have brought. Can you elaborate on what they've done so far this preseason, how they've led?
Yeah, it's been unique. You know, anytime you bring older players into the program, now this is going into our second year, but going into their first year. I mean, we do have Fabian Lovett, who was new last year, and Robert Cooper. We do have some people that were there, but it was unique. You know, we felt we had to address some needs and brought in Keir and Jermaine and actually Marcus Cushney too. And so, you know, they brought in with them obviously some skill sets, but they brought in some maturity. They brought in some experience, and some game experience. And you know, we did a lot of research on both of them, on all three of them before we brought them in here. And you know, I think they've been everything that we've looked for, from impact on the field to bringing just a blue-collar approach to their work ethic. And, you know, it's been, you know, something that we thought we needed. And, you know, it's definitely been valued by us up front. And they brought a lot to that group and a lot to our football team. You know, so we're excited for that to show out on Sunday.
With so much returning experience on defense combined with transfers who have a great deal of college experience and a few freshmen that come in that probably can help you this year, how much more confident and comfortable are you with the versatility and ability you have on defense to show different looks than you were maybe going into last season, especially considering the lack of prep for last season?
I mean, I feel a whole lot more comfortable with the group that we have right now. Just you had more time, right? And whether they, you know, because even the guys we brought in, they had still played college football. So there were some same as things that you could catch up with. But just the continuity to be able to have guys that have played for us for over a year, be able to go through real experiences with them. And, you know, it's a major difference. You know, it's a major, you know, we're going into here week prep, going into game one, and you've still got your checklist, but the checklist has been checked before. It's not going, all right, here's the checklist, and this is the first time you're hitting things. I mean, it's the second, third, fourth time on some of the unique situations that you always have to hit in game one. So from a comfortability standpoint, yes, but from an intensity and what we need to get done, still obviously at an all-time high.
We'll go to the back for Dom.
Hey, Coach, just going back to your front four, just with the experience that Notre Dame has and their starting five, how have you seen just that front four unit of yours just embrace that challenge and kind of just go out and try to really disrupt the kind of the bread and butter of the Notre Dame offense?
Well, I think it's, you know, anytime you talk about your front on defense, I think that is the heartbeat of your defense. It's the front porch, as I say. And the reason I say that is, like, when the ball gets snapped, like, they're always involved, right? And the A and B and C gaps, like, it's always game on. There's no quick game. Like, everything's reacting, and that's why it's been critical for the effort, the pursuit, you know, the technique, the fundamentals for that group. You know, when it goes to Notre Dame, you know, they've got – you know, start with their center. I mean, they've got older players. I know they've got a few changes, but, you know, even they've got a starting transfer at guard, too, that'll be a senior going. He's played a lot of football. So, you know, I think Notre Dame in the past, you know, this year brings a new year, so what it will be, we'll find out. But they've been really good up front. And, you know, anytime they've had success because they've been able to run football, they protect the quarterback, and they do an outstanding job coaching those guys, and they put a great product on the field. So it'll be an unbelievable challenge, but one that I'm excited to see our front stand up to.
All right, we'll stay over here to the left.
Coach, staying with the front and now going to the front seven, you've added two big linebackers. Could you talk about the role DJ Lundy and Cortez Andrews play and what you're doing with your linebackers?
Yeah, I mean, last year as a true freshman, I mean, DJ played. He was off and on from a practice standpoint as far as health, availability, and things like that. But since the day DJ had here, as you know, Mike uses him, I mean, Kenny uses him on offense at fullback. And he has a really good football sense. He's got a great sense of space. He's a extremely powerful and quick player, but he played in critical plays last year. You know, he played at the end of games. You know, there were some games he played up to 30 snaps. So, I mean, DJ's played football. So now to be able to get that consistency through the offseason and through a fall camp, you know, he's somebody that is going to be on the football field. He's going to play a lot of football for us. He's played Mike and Will, and we've played him at both. So, you know, he'll be involved. Cortez Andrews is somebody that obviously was new. We felt we needed depth. He's a hometown kid and had interest in coming back. So he's a heavy-handed, physical player. He's got good foot quickness, and he's a smart player. He's super aggressive, and I think he's somebody that we can find a role for here in this season.
We'll go to the right side to Ira.
When Dennis Briggs came back last season, it really was a good – an important time for you guys because you guys were shorthanded. What did you see from him when he came back, and how far has he come over the last year at a new position?
Dennis could be our most improved player from where that was in that North Carolina game when he showed up and all of a sudden gave us more snaps than we planned for him to give us. But Dennis was somebody that, had been recruited here as a defensive end. He's put on weight that's been natural for him. But when we recruit defensive tackles, Dennis is kind of, the type of athlete and physical traits that we look for. He's powerful, super long. He can make plays in short and big spaces. And, just to see him battle through, if you play on the outside and you get moved inside, there's a lot more movement, a lot more physicality to the position. So you got to get used playing with that. And that's something that took a little bit of time with him. But when he went through that, I really think once he's accepted the fact that I'm going to be a defensive tackle, I'm going to play in the B gap more, I'm going to play in the A gap more, now you've seen his confidence grow and his technique grow. And, Dennis is somebody that we think can definitely win one-on-one battles. And when you're recruiting defensive tackles, that's what you want to make sure can happen.
Come to the front row on the right side for Kurt.
For the majority of the coaching staff, and I know a decent amount of the roster too, this will kind of be the first experience this weekend with a fully packed, I guess, or hopefully Dope Campbell Stadium. Coach talked about how emotional this team is and how that can be a strength, but also kind of needs to be restrained. I guess, what's the importance of dealing with that for the first time, kind of staying even keel, not getting too high, too low after any one play?
Yeah, the stadium being full is obviously going to be a big deal for not only Florida State, but the country, right? Just to have people back in college football, I think is important for all of us to see. And, the question about the crowd, when you're a coach and you're going through the ups and downs of 18 to 22-year-olds, like, it's always important for us not to live outside of the moment, right? And we're always trying to coach that point. If you've been out to practice at all, it's something that we constantly try to hit on, to not let the moment be too big, but what is the moment? The moment's in what you're at right now. Practice, academics, all the things that go into it, but we're constantly trying to create that mindset with our guys. And listen, we're all going to be feeling, you guys will feel a certain way when you go out there and there's, a plus Doak Stadium, a plus Doak Campbell Stadium, it's just getting our guys back to playing what they're capable of playing like. And, the crowd will involve energy, great, but then there'll be a play after that play. And I think that's the response that we're always looking for, always trying to get coached.
We'll stay there for Andre.
Coach, you talked about Notre Dame still being older up front, especially on the interior, and they add Kane Madden. What progress have you seen from those guys like Cooper and Fabian Lovett, as they get ready for such a challenge?
Yeah, Fabian is in such better shape. His body's better. He's playing faster. He was a powerful player, but he played slow-footed at times. And he's really brought a lot of improvement. Coach Storm's done a great job with him. He's bought into that. And so he could be more of a playmaker for us, not just an A and B gap player. Coop's always had foot quickness. It's just the consistency of playing at the right level that you need to play. And, I think the additions that we brought in, his maturity, his growing, I think our job is to make sure that Coop's fresh, and when he's out there, we get the best of what he brings.
All right. Go a little bit farther back to Corey.
Yeah, Adam, Shaheem Brown is a guy that really stood out in camp, or seemed to. Kevin Knowles is a guy that's made seemingly a lot of plays too. Do you foresee them getting reps in a season opener, even as true freshmen? Or are there anybody else in that true freshman class that you foresee having an impact either Sunday or early in the season?
Yes, right. Kevin will play. Kevin's played mostly nickel, but he's played corner reps or two. I expect Kevin's going to play, and he's going to play early. He'll be in the game. Shaheem, we're pushing every rep. Every time there's a plus one rep, Shaheem gets the rep. Sidney Williams was banged up a little bit. We're hoping to have him in a full week of practice. That could impact Shaheem a little bit. But our expectations on kicking game, and we do have him on certain packages that Shaheem, I expect to play. How early, I don't know that yet. Josh Farmer was a little bit dinged up. I think he will play football this year. How much he's going to play Sunday night, I'm not sure. And Patrick Payton, George Wilson, both have a chance in certain ways to impact the game. Duke and Hunter, we'll see where that plays right now. Right now they're just bringing some depth to the secondary, and we'll see how it plays.
Thanks, Corey.
with Notre Dame's identity being so grounded in their run game and then probably wanting to do play action pass off that with a guy like Jack Cohn, who kind of was doing some of that at Wisconsin, just what's your trust factor in your guys trusting their keys and knowing when to stay home and to, you know, not bite on the play action and things of that nature?
Yeah, I think when teams try to establish run game, it's twofold, right? To establish a line of scrimmage, but then it makes all the other plays work, right? There allows, if you can run the football, now anytime you show some semblance of a run game, it creates some space between the line of scrimmage and where the ball is being thrown, right? Whether it's man coverage or zone coverage, just how that plays. And, you know, the better we can play early in the football game and establish a great wall of defense in the run game, you know, it plays into the confidence of being able to rush the passer and the pass downs, knowing, okay, we've done our job in the run game. Now it allows us to play faster on third downs, allows us to play faster on the second and longs. So I think the line of scrimmage and just the ability to build the wall in the run game is critical in game one, but especially in a game like this with Notre Dame's identity.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys.